Hello, this is Calvin Francis. Welcome to my podcast, where hopefully you'll enjoy interviews and chats with some of the top stars from around the world, both past and present. Also, remember, for other social networks, go to www.facebook.com/CalvinFrancis or www.twitter.com/CalvinFrancisFan. You can listen to the radio show live Thursday and Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. on Colourful Radio, on DAB across London, online at colourfulradio.com or on mobile. So, relax and enjoy.
It's lunchtime at Colourful Radio with Calvin Francis, my very special guest and my dear friend. Mr. Will Downing is on the line live from the USA. Will, hi.
How you doing, my man? Good to hear your voice again.
And you as well. It's been some time, Will, hasn't it, since we spoke?
We won't put a number of years on it. Let's just say you are correct in saying it has been some time.
It has been some time. Well, we're going to do a thing where we're going to catch up and know a lot about what you have been doing. And of course, I know the interview that we're doing is related to your brand new album, which is called Lust, Love and Lies. But prior to that, Will, tell me, what have you been up to since the days of Island and Froth and Broadway and Love Supreme and Love We Share and all that, and you and I cramming into that little Beetle?
Yeah, we had a time, man. Well, you know what, man? In between that time, I've recorded another 13 projects.
Wow.
So I've been busy.
Yeah.
I've been busy, man. I mean, but it's been a great career, man. And, you know, glad to still be in the game and glad to know that people still like the music. I mean, I hear that people are loving this new project that I have out.
Oh, believe me, the way your music has been, it stood the test of time. It has. Since the very, you know, beginning when you did some club anthems and stuff, you did Love Supreme, which is still played today. You go to certain gigs, you'll hear that song played today. Love We Share is an anthem. It is. I'm telling you, brother, it is. It's what we would call a two-step anthem here. And you know, London people, they like that groove, not too fast, and, you know, that kind of two-step groove. So that is an anthem. That is played up until today in 2010. I'm telling you, brother, it's an anthem.
Wow.
And you can be proud of that.
You're bringing a tear to my eye. I'm tearing up as you talk about this.
That is great. So tell me, just give me a rundown, okay, from the kind of 90s, around that period. Bring me up to date of all the albums that you have done.
Wow, let's see. Okay, obviously. Well, you know, obviously, you know about Will Downing, then Come Together as One. Then after that, Dream Fulfilled, Moods, Love's the Place to Be, Sensual Journey. I did a Christmas record, Christmas Loving You. Did a record with Gerald Albright, Pleasures of the Night. I got 15 of them, so. Classic, After Tonight.
Let's go back one album prior to the current album, which was Classic. I played that on my Quiet Storm show. Tell me a little bit about that, because we're going to hear some cuts from that in just a little while. And of course, we are also going to play the anthem, Love We Share. I don't care. It's got it's on, brother. It's on. So tell me a little bit about that Classic album.
Well, Classic album was actually like a return record for me. For those who don't know, I become very ill in the latter part of 2006 and early part of 2007. And basically, I was in a wheelchair and in a hospital bed for about a year and a few months. And while I was kind of down and out, oddly enough, I kept working.
Yeah.
I recorded an album called After Tonight, and I did that from the hospital bed and from the wheelchair. And then after that, I'd gotten a lot better, you know, able to walk again and able to sing again. And Classic was that return record. So it was, you know, a very emotional record for me to know that, like, you know, I was still able to do this physically. And record meant a lot to me, you know, meant a whole lot to me.
Absolutely. Well, the reason I chose that point, that Classic album, that point, is because I knew you were ill. We did hear about that. You know, messages were a bit patchy over here as to what the details were for your illness. We don't need to go into it. All we need to know is that you are now recovered. I also knew that from the Monique show, which you did on BET, which aired in the UK. And she said, welcome return to Will Downing after your illness. I thought, my God, Will, what happened to Will? You know, but I could hear in that Classic album the emotion and the passion that I know you always had, but a little bit more after your illness, was it so?
Well, definitely. I mean, you know, when you've been doing this for a long time, you find yourself doing the same things over and over and over again. And I guess I'd kind of fallen into that, you know, that sort of lane of recording. And when something dramatic happens in your life, you look at life a whole lot differently. And the things that you say and the way that you say them and the way that you do things mean a lot more to you. And I think that that was like, it was a wake-up record for me.
Sure.
It's like, okay, you know, you this is the only life you got. You're not coming back.
Mm.
So give it all you got, you know, because tomorrow's not promised. So that's probably what you hear in the vocal performances on that record.
You've never really kind of hard to believe a girl like you has never found
love.
What can I say, what can I do just to get closer
to you?
If you could feel what I feel about you, then you know that love, maybe love can be something special.
Love can be something special.
Baby, I'd like to try to be the one in show you that
love can be something special.
If you don't mind, baby, can I get closer to you? This is all about you, baby. There's no way you could know I've been touching you from a distance. There's no way you could know when you hide behind your defense.
Okay, so from classic, of course, now we have the new album, which is called Lust, Love, and Lies. Now, that is a whole story right there. So I'll let you tell me the story.
Well, Lust, Love, and Lies. Let me give you the breakdown of the title. Lust, obviously, when you first meet someone, you know, there's physical attraction, and you may lust for this person in some way, shape, or form. Love, hopefully, if the relationship kind of develops into something, you know, it turns into a like-slash-love sort of situation. And in this scenario, there was a lie told. And what we do on this whole CD is follow two people from the moment that they meet. They meet inside this club, and they, you know, they have an attraction towards one another, and they kind of grow into a relationship, you know, and then something along the way happens, and that's where the lies kind of fall into place. So it is a relationship from the moment that two people meet to the end of their love affair.
Why? Why
well,
did you do it?
Well, you know what? Not to keep saying the same thing over and over again, but like when you've done this for a long time, I mean, people don't expect anything different from you. You know,
Basically,
if I were to say, hey, I'm putting out a new CD, and people that know me would say, oh, it's another Will Downing CD.
Yeah.
Oh, you're putting out another one? Okay. You know, but you gotta shake things up a little bit.
Sure.
And this is an idea that I've had for about 5 or 6 years, and I was just too lazy to do it because it's a lot of work.
It is.
I've never done anything like this before, and meaning that I've never done kind of like spoken word stuff in between some of the songs to tie the story in together. So when you listen to the project, you'll hear like 2 or 3 songs, and then you'll hear the two main characters kind of talking to one another. You know, just like little short, little vignettes, I call them.
Yeah.
Just to kind of tell the story, and then we'll go back into some more music. So in all, I think there's 20 pieces. Yeah, 22 pieces on the record. You know, 10 or 12 of them are music, and then the other ones are kind of these spoken kind of things that tie the story in together. But it's like reading a book. If you're too lazy to read a book and you just want to listen to the music, this is perfect.
Oh, that's definitely me.
Me too, bro.
So it is a good way of doing it.
Well, thank you, man. I mean, instead of taking 2 weeks to, or a week or whatever it takes for people to read a book, you can listen to my CD in an hour and get the same... It's the same deal.
You're such a real guy, man. You
really Hey, man. I'm lazy, man. I can't fake it. Would you rather listen to a story? Or would you rather read a story?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd rather somebody, you know, sing the story to me.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, well, yeah. That's me. I'm lazy too. I come involved.
There we go. I think that's most men, to be honest with you. But
so, well, just aside from the album for a moment, I ask all top artists this question. There's this kind of merge together of popular music or pop music into the kind of soul thing, but for me, I really don't believe it works, and I've said it before and I will continue to say it again. How do you see the current style of music?
People don't want to they don't want to do things of substance anymore. A lot of folks don't want to use real musicians.
Mm.
So you don't hear a lot of real drums anymore. You don't hear any real storylines anymore. Everything is really kind of bass and drum driven with a hook.
Yeah.
And then that's all people kind of remember. I mean, they don't remember what the story's about. They don't remember the verses. They may remember a line or two.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, you know, it's a lot more work that way. And I think that, you know, people are always looking for the easy way out. They're looking for kind of like, you know, what we call the fast food way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not naming anyone specifically, but, you know, people have abandoned, like, the roots of soul music.
I mean,
it's like they don't want to hear it. They push it to the side, or they call it old school. And then folks who really enjoy it, you know, they feel like, well, you know what? I don't want to be called old school, so maybe, you know, I better not listen to it. I better not support it.
But you know us here in London, we love old school. I know a good song when I hear one. So I'm one of those guys. I can't listen to music, Will, that doesn't make any sense. But
right.
When I started DJing, we used to play Love Supreme in the original format, the soul format from that album. And that, you know, had a few remixes and became a real international club anthem. You know, I love speaking to people like yourself. I've spoken to Lila James recently and people who are doing soul music. And no matter what they say or what the others do, they say they will always stick to their guns.
I mean, you have to. I mean, this is basically all I know. I mean, you know, for me to try to change into or to convert myself into, you know, trying to be somewhat of a pop or a pop R&B artist, I mean, you know, people know a fraud when they see one, you know.
Sure.
You can't fake who you are. So, I mean, this is how I was raised. This is what I was raised on. I mean, I know it works because I've been doing it for 20-something years.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's just trying to get people to kind of like stop being afraid to say this is what they really like.
Yeah.
You know, it's bizarre, you know, that all of a sudden, like, the very young are kind of like making the decisions for, you know, for the middle age or for the old kind of thing. Well, that's old school, so you can't listen to it. And all of a sudden, you're going, yeah, I guess I can't listen to it. My kid says that that's old, so I'm not going to, you know, I can't bring it in the house. I can't play it in my car. I'm like, what are you afraid of? It's like, if this is what you really like, if this is what you really love, then hey, there's still a few of us still around doing it.
Of course.
Come and support us.
Well, let's get back to the album, Lust, Love, and Lies. I always ask artists this, and it will be a difficult question, I know, but tell me two of your favorite tracks on the album, and why.
Wow. Oh, no, why don't you just tell me, ask me the meaning of life, you know?
I know. It's a great question. I love to ask that.
Two songs that I really love.
Yeah.
I love the first song, which is Glad I Met You Tonight, which is like the setup song for the whole record.
Yeah.
You know, and it puts these two people into a club, and, you know, they, two single people, they see each other, and, you know, you go through the basic general conversation that happens when you meet someone for the first time. You know, hey, what's your name? Can I buy you a drink? You know, what's your sign? Da, 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 da. Anything to kind of make basic conversation.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah. You know exactly what I mean.
Brilliant. Glad I Met You Tonight was one of my favorites. Honestly, I'm not just saying that, it was on the album. It was the first track I heard on the album. And I think it's time for us to hear that song now. So Will Downing at Colourful Radio, my special guest. Let's listen to Glad I Met You Tonight.
Hello, may I sit here
and just
have a drink or two?
Can I
get you one? By the way, my name's Will.
You are me.
Now that's a pretty name.
Do you
come here often?
That's strange.
Strange, 'cause it's my first time too. Now I'm not trying to be disrespectful, I just saw you sitting here all alone, by yourself, all alone, baby.
Glad I met you.
step the night away.
Take that.
My name and number, and can I have yours too?
Call me
anytime you like.
You can
reach out late tonight.
I don't
mind, cause there's something special about you.
And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I just saw you sitting here all alone
by yourself.
Lunchtime at Colourful Radio is the multi-talented Will Downing. So glad I met you tonight. That was one of your favorites. Now tell me about the second favorite on the album.
Decisions. Well, there's two of them, and then I'm going to let you choose. I'm going to throw this right back in your court.
Okay.
One song is actually the last song on the project, which is entitled Could Have Been, Should Have Been. And what that song is about is... the gentleman, him and the young lady, they've broken up.
Right.
And they've gone their, you know, prospective ways.
Uh-huh.
And she goes out with another guy. And he sees them out, you know, at having dinner. And he looks and he says, damn, I think I messed up. I think I want her back.
Mm.
Damn, I'm looking at them having dinner. That, you know, that could have been, that should have been me.
Right.
So that's where it comes from. Could have been, should have been. So that's another favorite. And then... my other favorite, and then you have to choose,
right.
You know, what you're going to play, is a song called Consensual. And that is a radio-friendly phone sex song.
Said radio-friendly.
See, was that politically correct or what?
Absolutely correct, sir.
It is a radio-friendly phone sex song. It is a song that takes place at 3 o'clock in the morning. And nothing good ever comes out of anything that happens at 3 o'clock in the morning. So, and I'm going to leave it at that. You
okay.
Can choose which one you want.
Right, well, I'll choose it right now for you, and it could have been, should have been. At some stage, you know,
yeah.
The lady got away, and maybe you made a mistake.
Yeah.
Maybe I did it, but we'll never know. So how's everything else? How's your personal life? What are you doing? You're well now? You're over your illness? And what are you doing to stay busy apart from being in the studio?
Well, I mean, that keeps me busy, but, you know, I have three children, three lunatics.
Wow.
So they keep me busy, and I have a wife, and she keeps me busy, and, you know, that's my day.
That's
I walk
day.
Around, you know, babbling my lips, trying to figure out how to make everyone happy.
Well, Will, the success that you have is down to your hard work and your determination. I know, and I keep saying this, that you were very ill, and now you're better. You were writing songs from your wheelchair and your hospital bed, which is a credit to you, sir, and to the fans. Before we go, I want you to just give me the information, Will, if you can, and everyone else that's listening at Colourful, where to find out more about Will Downing.
If you want to know about me, just be plain old Will Downing. You can go to my website, www.willdowning.com, or for those who do Facebook or, you know, that sort of thing, you can find me on Facebook or, you know, MySpace, all that fun stuff. Just punch my name in, and it'll tell you what's going on with me.
With you. Okay, that's great. Now, Will, the penultimate question, when are you coming to the UK? Because we've got a special Beatle lined up for you to pick you up from the airport.
If you tell me you still have that car, we can put that car on classic cars now.
We can.
I think it can be officially, you know, deemed a classic car.
So when?
Well,
we want to see you.
I'm hoping to get over there real soon. I mean, I'm glad that this record is doing really well, and I'm glad that I'm still, you know, relevant over there. So, you know, hopefully, you know, before 2011 escapes us, you know, I'll get over there.
That's great. I have the perfect venue for you. We will speak, and hopefully your manager will speak to your team, and who knows, maybe we can get this on. I really am going to try, because you deserve to be back right here in the UK. And when you get here, you will see the love that people have for Mr. Will Downing.
Oh, man, thank you, man.
You're more than welcome. It's been my pleasure speaking to you. I'll talk to you again, Will. Stay healthy and keep pumping out those songs, okay?
Thank you, man. Good talking with you.
All right, Will. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.